By now, if you watch the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite or the NBC Today Show with Hugh Downs, you've seen the TV ads for Benjamin Moore paints. There is no better quality paint available. And do you know where you can get these famous Moore products in Auburn? From Art and Eunice Ballinger at Auburn Paint and Wallpaper. Art was a professional painting contractor for many years, and believe me, he is particular about the kind of paint he sells. So he sells Benjamin Moore products, many of them for every kind of painting. Take Moore Guard Latex House Paint. It's a vinyl acrylic exterior paint that's perfect for many surfaces: wood siding, trim, shakes, shingles, unglazed bricks and asbestos shingles, even stucco, cement, and cinder block. Moore Guard can be brushed, rolled, or sprayed, leaves no lap marks, and dries in less than 1 hour, dust and insect-free. Moore Guard has many other advantages for exterior painting. Find out about Moore Guard from the paint store in Auburn, operated by a professional painter, 221 Auburn Way North, Auburn Paint and Wallpaper, next to Ken Schoenfeld Furniture.
Houston, Houston, Houston. Panorama of Music and Drill will take place at Troy Field today at 2 p.m. Panorama is sponsored by the American Legion, Eagles and Elks, and the event is part of the Youth Activity Council. That's 2 o'clock, just 20 minutes from right now, that Music and Drill starts down at Troy Field. Music by Sammy Kay. By the time I get to Phoenix, we'll have a Casey weather summary in just 2 minutes.
Everything today is totally modern. Check your personality. Everything today makes yesterday slow. Better makes reality. It's not insanity, just vanity fair. In fact, it's time to raise your skirts and bob your hair. The world is so cozy. If the boys hit the boat and that tango dance, they wouldn't allow. Now it's right for miserable. Goodbye, good goody girl. She's changing and how. So beat the drums, let's hear the thoroughly modern Millie now.
Weather for eastern Washington, considerable sunshine today with a few scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers. That's mostly in the east part. It's fair with some afternoon clouds on Monday, cooler Monday. Highs mostly in the upper 80s and 90s today and upper 70s and 80s Monday. Low tonight, 55 to 65 with local gusty westerly winds Monday. Moving on around the state, the Cascades forecast considerable sunshine with some afternoon cloudiness today and chance of isolated thundershowers. Partly sunny with some morning clouds and cooler on Monday. Past temperatures about 70 today and in the 60s on Monday. West winds through the passes. In the Straits, westerly winds 10 to 20 knots today and 10 to 15 Monday. Fair today except cloudiness in the west part. Cloudy late tonight and Monday morning, clearing during the afternoon. Coastal weather is low clouds with some fog this morning, but clearing partially during the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with some fog tonight and Monday, cooler with highs in the 60s, low tonight about 50, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. On the inland waters of western Washington, winds mostly southerly, 5 to 15 knots south and 10 to 20 in the north part today and Monday. Fair today and early tonight, becoming cloudy late tonight and early Monday, and then partly sunny during the afternoon. Weatherman says for Auburn and the Valley, sunny today with a high of about 80. Cloudiness late tonight and Monday morning, but otherwise fair. Low about 50 tonight, high Monday 72. Winds southerly 10 miles an hour today and 15 Monday with chance of rain near zero. Currently in Auburn, working up to the high of 80, we're up to 74 degrees. Kent has 74 also, and around the valley, probably very close to 74. That's KC Weather Summary at 1:45. We'll have a news summary at 2.
List of first of the week money saver specials from Massey's, and a very attractive list it is. In Massey's frozen food section, a big selection of Swanson budget frozen dinners, 29 cents each. Macaroni and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, chili and beans, beans and franks, noodles and chicken, macaroni and beef, your choice, only 29 cents each. The 24 ounce size bottle of Crisco salad oil, 39 cents. Family Scott toilet tissue, 4-roll packages, 29 cents. 12 cans of Duchess assorted pop, great for summer weather, 88 cents. A great buy at Massey's. 10 cans of Heinz tomato soup, 99 cents. In Massey's meat department, 12-ounce packages of Armour's Wieners, 45 cents. And everybody's favorite in the produce department, Chiquita bananas, 11 cents a pound.
Those are your first of the week money saver specials at the Big M. Shop first of the week or end of the week at Massey's, and you'll always save. Massey's, East Main and D in downtown Auburn, the Valley's great independent supermarket.
Hi, this is Godfrey. I'd like to ask you to help USO. The talented will give their time again. We ask your support to make it possible. USO, you know, depends entirely on private contributions through the United Fund or the Community Chest. Someone you know needs USO.
Every day throughout the week, that Casey kind of music fills the air over the valley. This is Casey, K-A-S-Y in Auburn.
Pacific Daylight Time, 2 p.m. Good afternoon, this is Rockwell Smith with Casey 2 p.m. News. The big range and forest fire north of Chelan in north-central Washington is reported under control after burning for a week and blackening nearly 25,000 acres. The fire boss, Earl Nichols of Oregon's National Forest, says infrared fire scanners now show the fire is fully controlled and is in the mop-up stage. A total of 225 men are on the fire lines today, putting out burning snags and dousing hot spots, and 150 are scheduled to continue the mop-up tomorrow. Four helicopters are ferrying two-man crews with back pumps to the isolated areas where the fire is still burning. The regional U.S. Forest Service in Portland says lightning started 60 new fires in Washington Forest yesterday, but most are under control and being mopped up. Federal and state forestry officials in Oregon say hundreds of fires were touched off by lightning in Oregon yesterday, but all are under control. A Bremerton family, which had been the object of a Coast Guard search, was found late this morning aboard the 50-foot yacht Escape at Poulsbo. The search for 24-year-old Douglas Bellamy and his 21-year-old wife, Michelle, and 2-year-old daughter, Debbie, was started after they were reported overdue yesterday from a day of fishing in their 12-foot outboard. When they were located today, the Bellamys said they had joined friends on the yacht and were not aware there was any concern for them. There are still no identifications for the two persons killed in a big traffic accident on the freeway inside the Olympia city limits about midday. State Patrol says three cars and two travel trailers were involved. Traffic in the northbound lanes of the freeway was tied up for about an hour. Two latest deaths brought Washington's weekend highway toll to 7 and for the year to 502. Seattle police detectives say the capture of two men last night may help clear up some of the 60 unsolved robberies in the Seattle area since June 1st. Patrolmen captured the two after a short chase through a wooded Rainier Beach area. Chase began when three patrolmen spotted a car containing four men who matched the descriptions of suspects in recent Seattle area holdups. Looking at news headlines, there's some opposition from foreign diplomats in Saigon to Allied predictions about a new enemy offensive. It's thought that tomorrow's talks between East German and Czech leaders will deal mainly with economics. Vice President Humphrey says the presidential candidacy of Senator George McGovern won't have any appreciable effect on his own lead for the Democratic nomination. Former baseball great and Republican official Jackie Robinson says he will support a Democrat, any Democrat, instead of Richard Nixon for the presidency. Turning to sports, the Miss Budweiser of Tampa, Florida won the opening heat 1A in today's Diamond Cup Regatta for unlimited hydroplanes on Lake Coeur d'Alene in North Idaho. Driver Bill Sterrett jumped to a first lap lead in the Budweiser and was never pressed as he won with an average speed of 95.406 miles an hour. The Smirnoff of Detroit, driven by Dean Chenoweth, was second at 89.374, and another Detroit boat, Severs Mist, with Walter Cade at the wheel, was third at 82.594. One of the top boats in the regatta, Harrah's Club, blew a supercharger in the second lap, and the Fascination of Seattle, driven by Bob Gillum, returned to the pits from the starting line. A stiff wind whipping the lake held down speeds and delayed the start of Heat 1B at least 30 minutes. The four-boat heat was rescheduled for 1:45 p.m. after gusts to 30 miles an hour turned the lake into froth and drove some of the marker boys out of line. Thousands of fans lined the banks of the lake for the Speedboat Classic. These final scores in the major leagues: Twins downed the Yankees 11-2, Braves have defeated the Cardinals 5-3, and Athletics have downed the Senators 8-3. Weatherman says for Auburn and the Valley, sunny today with a high about 80. Cloudiness late tonight and Monday morning, but otherwise fair. Low about 50 tonight, high Monday 72. Winds southerly 10 miles an hour today and 15 Monday with chance of rain near zero. Currently in Auburn, 75 degrees, and Kent's keeping right at the same thing, 75 also in Kent. That's news until 2 p.m. This has been Rockwell Smith reporting. Next scheduled KC News, 3 p.m.
KASY, first with local news in the Green River Valley.